Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guilty pleasures and growing pains with Nina and friends.
What is happening right now? I feel like I don't know if I should be scared or just roll my eyes. Nina and producer Ange, is that where we're going to just call you, producer Ange?
That's fine with me.
She started shaking her head. I'm like, there's the microphone. You have to talk.
I know. Sorry. Yeah, no, that's fine with me.
Back with a new episode of Guilty Pleasures and Growing Pains. Thank you guys for joining us. But let's go back to my initial question. What is happening?
We need prayer.
Coming off of Memorial Day weekend, I know you guys were scrolling just like we were, or maybe you were at some kind of pool party. And if you were, I hope you were quarantining for the next 2 weeks. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. This stuff is insane. I saw so many people just not giving a f- about what they're doing this weekend. They were like, I'm over it. Nice weather. I think nice weather brings out just people go crazy when there's nice weather. They forget about everything else that's been happening.
People have been going crazy already. And I think what we mean by what's happening is that, guys, Corona's not over. We're still in the middle of a pandemic. And I wish that this podcast could be COVID-free. But the reality is we can't get up and do all the things we want without making sure that we check ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ange and I actually, even this weekend, before we get into it a little bit more, thought it would be a really great idea to go for a hike. So Ange picks me up, 10 a.m. on the dot. I got my fanny pack. I'm excited to see trees.
And a waterfall.
Yeah, maybe put my foot in a little bit of water. We're trying to go to this place called Waterfall Glen, like 20 miles, like right outside of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there and the first thing we notice are just cars.
All the cars.
All of the cars. Like when you're parked outside of the lot and they're lined up on every street possible, anywhere near this outdoor park or whatever it is that you call it. And then we start driving around trying to either find a place to park or figure out if this was even a good idea. There's people without any masks, like groups of them with their families. And I get it. You're with your family. You want to be outside. Maybe you don't need one in that instance. But we got all the way out there. We did park the car. And then we're like, nah, bro, I'm good. So we turned back around. And instead of going on a hike, we drank White Claws in the middle of a park.
We
like,
did.
What? That was our nature. White Claws and grass.
I feel like there, honestly, there weren't even that many people when we went the first time, because we did go there before when there was no pandemic. I feel like there were so many more people now that there is a pandemic. That's a problem.
I know. But granted, we didn't go Memorial Day weekend last time.
True.
Because, you know, this is when everybody wants to be outside. And that was just like the craziest thing to me is that all the people were like, so I'm going to go outside. And if you haven't seen pictures for whatever reason, like there were pictures of people in the Ozarks just swimming amongst each other. And then like today I was Googling if chlorine kills it.
Does it?
There are no studies to prove that. Mm. And there's also no studies that say that you can pass it that way either. But when there's no studies, that's enough for me to say, nah, I'm good.
Right. I mean, even if it's not passed through water, like you're still around people in the pool. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And those kind of pools anyways, I always would get nervous because I was like, am I going to get pregnant?
Yeah.
You know? And that wasn't all. Like we saw pictures of people we knew out in Arizona,
mm-hmm.
pool parties. Floyd Mayweather was at a club. I guess I don't need to sit here and list all of the things. I think most importantly, my question was, should we be scared?
Yeah.
Or just roll our eyes?
No, definitely be scared. I mean, and that's the thing. One of our friends told us that there's going to be a second outbreak. And honestly, I think that's the right, like that's correct because nobody's taking caution anymore. Even I went to the grocery store last week and people were not wiping down their carts. I keep a a thing of wipes in my car for that reason. When I pump gas, when I go to the grocery store, I wear my mask. And I guess people are wearing masks because it's required, but nobody's, I see nobody sanitizing their hands. They even have free hand sanitizer when you walk in. I'm like, it's free. You guys want free things all any other day. Just take a pump. I don't know. But I don't know. I think people are just over it.
I get it. I'm over it too, but I still don't want to get sick. But I will say, I am finding joy in some of these memes out here. Shout out to Overheard Chicago, which is an Instagram account. I mean, there's one for most big cities like Overheard New York and Overheard LA, but Overheard Chicago had some serious gems over the weekend with the stuff that they post. They're like, coronavirus doesn't count Memorial Day weekend, said by Instagram stories from people in the Midwest.
Oh my gosh. That's so embarrassing. Oh my God.
It is embarrassing with people like driving to Indiana. I was reading this article this morning, actually, and it was from a woman who said that she was circling this beach in Indiana for like 2 hours because she was trying to find a parking spot. But if she could have actually found a parking spot, she would have like had no problem like running on the sand without anything. Like, it was just wild. It was like, I just can't wait. I just need to have my feet in the sand. Listen, I've actually thought about getting a little sand and like, you know, making a little pool situation on my balcony. Like, why not
that
get like a little
so
kiddie
fun.
Pool, right?
We should do that.
Actually, if you're interested, Target is now selling these pools that are supposed to be, they're inflatable pools for adults. So 3 grown-ass people can fit into one of these big pools. They're taller than your average kiddie pool. You can sit in. Maybe you like...
I'm not even going to lie. I saw that actually yesterday and I was going to screenshot and send it to you and be like, we should do this on your balcony.
I looked. It won't fit on my balcony. Damn. Like, I got a decent sized balcony. We realized that we can do full TikTok choreography on my balcony, but a pool is not going to fit.
Can you imagine, though, a little pool, some White Claws, that sun? You have a dope-ass balcony.
Thank you. I'm really excited about it. I've lived in this apartment for 2 years, and the patio furniture just went up 2 months ago. So quarantine was good for something, putting together patio furniture.
There you
Otherwise, who knows what would have happened. There's got to be a better backup plan. Like, we do have to start getting creative, because I think that there are so many of our senses that need to be fed. And maybe it's sand in your toes. Maybe it's just, you know, people on the beach. Like, listen, if you don't want to be alone, get some inflatable dolls and then have a few White Claws and you don't know the difference.
Right.
And just have like somebody record woohoo over and over again. And you could like play it from your phone.
Oh my gosh.
And we'll do it for you. Woohoo!
I'll totally do it. No, but for real, we really do have to start getting creative. I just started cleaning out one of the extra rooms in our living room, and I want to make it a music room and kind of like a little like office space. I want to put, you know, my vinyl player and like all that kind of thing, that kind of stuff. But I think that it's just like literally occupying our time so that we don't make stupid decisions like a lot of people this weekend, because that's insane. Honestly, we are. All we're going to keep doing is spreading that stuff, and it's going to be longer and longer. And I miss TJ Maxx and Marshalls, so stay home.
Are they doing curbside pickup? Did you find out?
I don't know if they are. Their site is, I guess, I don't know, all messed up because so many people want to buy from there. But you know what? I also know a lot of people that are driving to the open states to go either go eat or go shopping. And it's crazy because Wisconsin and Indiana is so close that you can do that. It's a 30-40 minute drive, you know?
So who, of the people, you don't have to say who it was, but like of the people that went, how did they say it was? Like, where is it?
Insane. Things
was it
are
packed?
Well, yeah, they said they had to wait in line, and then the stores, it's almost like you guys buying toilet paper. People are just buying everything and probably don't even need it. But the thing is with these stores, they've had so much shipment over the couple months. And so now they have like a store full of stuff and they got to get rid of it. So everything is on clearance, which is kind of cool, but kind of not. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I guess like the upside to that thought, too, is that everybody is just dying to go shopping and spend their money. I saw another article about that, too. I think I was reading a lot this morning because I was trying to understand what the heck just happened over the weekend. You know what I mean? And so they are saying that there's different surveys that are being taken and people are really excited to spend their money. People are really excited to get back out there. And that tells me that there's a really good chance that the economy will be able to recover at some point when we're allowed to go back and live in the wild like normal people.
Right.
But it's just getting to that point. So I personally, and I do know that there are people that are on that side where it's just, I don't care. If I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. Like, I don't care. I just think it's kind of a selfish perspective.
And I don't agree with those people that are saying, like, I don't care if I get it. You know, there's people I know that are saying that they don't care if they get it, but they don't want to give it to somebody else. But okay, if you're out here being reckless, you're not going to know that you have it for a while. You know what I mean? So do you actually really care?
No, because you're putting yourself first in that situation. And that's what I mean. Like, I really was hoping not to have to sit here and talk about stuff like this coming off of the weekend, but really it's the most important. I mean, a lot of the weekend I was by myself, like Zooming friends and having deep conversations, one of which I can't wait to share with you guys. It's about attraction. So we'll get to that on a different podcast. But for right now, it's just kind of navigating like what our future looks like and what is our responsibility as friends? Mm-hmm. What is our responsibility as just citizens? Like, if you're in a grocery store and you see somebody that's, you know, got their hands all over produce, not wearing a mask, we know that the stores have the right to refuse them service. We know that most places are making it a requirement. But are you going to also be the type of person that's like, hey, buddy, you want to put a mask on? Are you going to police other people? Because I don't know how else to make sure that everybody is always being held accountable. And is that even our responsibility?
I mean, I think that's tricky. I feel like being from Chicago, it's hard to tell people things. People get really offended. Like, they're like, what? And then they're like, pull a gun out on you. And I'm like, bro, I just want you to put on a mask so you don't die. I don't die. You know,
like, okay.
But I think honestly, like us obviously being here and having the platforms that we do, I mean, if we can at least, you know, talk about it and just express how important it is to just be responsible and also just be an example. You know what I mean? There's sometimes where I do go somewhere and I'm like, oh man, I forgot my mask in the car. And I see everybody with the mask and I go back because I'm like, I instantly feel weird.
Shame.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Shame. Some people don't care about that. Shame. Because I actually asked myself this, okay? So I'm scrolling on Instagram, right? You're looking on stories, people you follow, friends that you have. And you see people out at pool parties, and we're not talking like somebody's backyard pool party that has 15 to 20 people at it, which is still more than suggested, but it's like a pool party.
Like those Vegas type ones.
With a DJ and all of that kind of stuff. Do you slide in your friend's DM and be like, I hope you're okay? Or do you just let them go? Meanwhile, you're judging. I'm judging as I'm looking at it. Do I even have a right to do that? Like, I feel like I do.
I feel like you do. Now it's, are we going to say something or are we not, you know?
And that's where I come back with this other question. There's a lot of questions here and I'm throwing them out there kind of rhetorically, but also kind of seriously. Like, is it my responsibility as somebody that cares about the person on the other side in that story to say something to them or just let it go and be like, well, that's on them, you know?
Yeah. I feel like depending on the person, because I would say something, but then depending on the person, I would be a little hesitant, you know?
Right.
Here's the other thing I was thinking about.
Okay.
I'm not going to be one of those people that, you know, go out and do this or whatever.
But you want to.
Of course. Who doesn't? But say, you know, you go to, I don't know, Maine or something, and I don't know the stats there. Or let's just say Wisconsin, because I know everything's open there. Now, can we judge those people for going out there? Because technically that state's open. They're not breaking any laws. Everything is accessible. Now, are we judging because we think that they're just not being responsible or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I think that there are some people that may take it, I don't want to say don't take it seriously, but maybe somehow have managed to digest it in a different way than some people. And I've always said this from the very beginning, I err on the side of caution.
Right.
Maybe I'm a little bit more reserved with it because if I see somebody out in Wisconsin and then they're trying to like meet me for like a wine date on my patio, I'm sorry, you're not coming in my apartment.
Right.
Like it's just how it's going to be. And I'm actually not going to see you for 2 weeks. Go quarantine yourself and then come talk to me. And I feel like even after this weekend where we went to the park, we weren't around anybody. Like this park, by the time we were there, everybody was social distancing really well. Like there was like It was like a picnic, you know?
There were cops on horses making sure we were 6 feet apart.
And was ready to chase the cop on a horse to try to tell him, I don't want to social distance away from you. Come arrest me, cop. I'm going to touch you.
I did it. Whatever it was, I did it.
Oh my God. No, you did not do it because that would have been a whole other thing. God. But I feel like coming off of that weekend of even doing those things, I probably should just lay low for the next couple weeks and probably not really put myself in situations because now I'm starting to introduce new people around that I haven't seen this whole time. You know, like we met up with one of our other friends. He has been, you know, by himself this entire time, our boy Sonic. So we saw him and his dog. Okay, so now we're introducing new people, still not sitting on each other's laps and making out. So we're all right. But, you know, as that slowly starts to happen. So as far as Wisconsin is concerned, should we be judging? I don't know. I am, though.
Right.
Right? I'm judging the whole state.
Yeah.
You know, again, people would argue and have probably legitimate reasons as to why they believe it's fine.
I really think about people's mental, like mental health with this. You know what I mean? Because I know that there are people that they just can't do it anymore.
No, I know. And actually, that's a really, really important one. The mental health is always something that we have to talk about. And maybe it's new for people what they're feeling. So back to, I mentioned a moment ago, what was kind of interesting about talking to my one friend who's a therapist. I love having a friend that's a therapist, by the way. She is the greatest thing. Because she shrinks you without even you asking for it, but it's like normal conversation and I don't have to pay her. It's awesome.
But yeah, that's awesome.
But I asked her, I was like, cause she can't tell me specifics about clients, but I was like, is there a common theme that you're seeing with these people that they're struggling with the most in quarantine, you know? And she was just like, old stuff is surfacing. She's just like, it's old stuff is surfacing because this isn't new news to you, or maybe it is, but a lot of the things that we choose to do with our daily lives, like go out and have drinks or go to dinner with our friends or just never be alone. And we've talked about this, Anne, mm-hmm. like you're not facing yourself.
Right. It's like a Band-Aid. It's.
But you don't realize you're not facing mm-hmm. yourself because maybe you still go home alone or maybe you started the day by yourself. But just having that time to be in your thoughts, you know, you're forced to dig down so deep.
Right. And well, especially like with us, there's no distraction now. Now it's kind of you're forced to do it. And I can see where a lot of things would resurface. You know, I cleaned out my room not too long ago and I found all sorts of things that just like triggered so many different emotions with mm-hmm. me. And I was just like, oh my God. And I think that's what a lot of people are doing now, whether it's laying in bed because you have nothing to do and staring at your ceiling and just, you know, you think about certain things or you do clean up your room and you find certain things. I think a lot of that is definitely, I can see
how people are getting triggered. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what's killing my vibe though?
What?
Is how long it takes me to find something to watch now on any of the streaming services.
Right? I feel like we have Netflix, we have Hulu, we have Disney Plus, we have everything. And I'm like, I don't know what to watch.
I don't have anything to watch is what I keep saying. I have on demand, like I do have all the streaming services, but I can't, I feel like I've watched everything and now I don't want to sit there for another 2 hours trying to find a show. So that if the streaming gods are listening, please provide something fantastic that we can get lost in at least for a little while. But the weather's nice now.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to sit in front of the TV all day.
And I think that there's so many different things that we can do outside that still keeps us responsible. You know what I mean? Like, if there weren't so many people on that hike, that would have been a really nice thing to do. You know what I mean? And finding, like, little hidden gems of places that nobody's at, I think that...
The move would have been if we went at 7 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning when nobody else is out there, because you do have to be tricky. I feel like mm-hmm. golf is another one of those good social distance things that you can do.
Yeah.
If you're not like with a lot of people, I don't feel like you're really ever around anybody on the golf course. Like you're not even allowed to come up to the next hole or something.
For like 15 minutes or
Clearly,
something.
Clearly, I sound like a professional golfer at the moment. But still, that would be a good one. My new thing is people watching. So we've discussed my patio numerous times. I feel like it needs a name.
It does.
I'll come up with a name. It's like not my woman cave. It's like something.
We'll come up with something like...
I know. I'm like my lily pad, my little lily pad, because I just squat on it all day. But I people watch because my neighbors also go out on their patios. And to the right of me, two patios down, there's this one guy who just sits there all day without a shirt on. And it's not like I'm checking him out because he's not like, oh, damn, Gina. But I don't even really know what his face looks like. I can't see his face, but I see him in the same spot with his right leg crossed over his left leg. And he just sits there sometimes with a book, sometimes with nothing. And he just sits there.
Maybe he's just enjoying the
air. Oh, I'm sure he totally is. I'm sure he totally is, but it's so fun for me. It's like, I need to give him a name. It's like Jack on the patio. One of these days I should
one day just ask him, just be like, hey, what's your name? I'm Nina.
Yeah, I know. And can you imagine? I'm like, hey, Jack. Calling him Jack. He doesn't even know who I'm talking to. And I'm like, I'm Nina, your little psycho neighbor. mean, gosh, the parties we could have. Oh my God, it's so funny. Because then there's a girl that lives right next door to me to the right. I've never seen her in my life in our building, which is hilarious. But then I saw her the other day. Like, I walked out super early in the morning in just a t-shirt because it's early. Who else is going to be outside right. and who's going to be looking at my patio? I look over. She beat me to it. She was already on the patio drinking mimosas.
Oh, man.
Like, wow. I said hi as I'm basically naked on my patio. And she was like, oh, hi. Maybe she can be my new social distance friend. But this has kind of turned into my new hobby. Now I know better to always have pants on my balcony. But people watching. We got Jack two patios down, and we'll just call this one Jane, who lives next door. Although eventually I think I should talk to her.
Yeah, for sure. The people in your building are so nice. Every time I come to visit, I feel like I make a new friend.
Man, the crazy part is it's like, I do live in a high rise in Chicago, but it's not like one of the ones with like 20 something floors.
Right.
And I don't know anybody in my building. Isn't that crazy? Like, I don't have any friends in my building. And now I'm seeing we're all there all the time. So now I'm starting to see them out on the patio. It's pretty fun. That's my story. So that's kind of just been something that I've taken up lately, is getting to know my neighbors through sitting on my patio.
That's good.
Yeah. There was a couple. Okay, this is fun. So yesterday I was sitting out there, and there's two picnic tables that I can see from my spot. And there was two couples out there. And if you sit, they can't see you, but you can hear them. And they were talking about how much weight this one girl had gained during quarantine.
Ooh.
She's like, I don't fit in my pants. And of course, her man's got to be like, well, you still look good, you know? And then her friend's like, well, have you tried yoga? And then the extra boyfriend's just like, guys, anybody want another drink? It was the funniest thing ever. Like, this was my new way of watching TV. It's like reality show, but just watching this poor girl complain about her weight loss gain.
I think that that's so funny because I do that at the bar all the time. When I work, I'll wait till someone finishes their conversation, but some of these conversations are really good.
Juicy.
Yeah. And one time I had this couple, they were not a couple. They were broken up. And I just heard him say, you know, if we would have stayed together, we would have had kids and this and that. And she's like, you know, I couldn't stay with you. And I was like, oh my gosh, let me pour them some more water. I was like, what happened? Like, why'd you guys break up? Why are you here together now? And they were like, just so pretty. Like, they were such a pretty couple. And I was just like, oh my gosh,
but they're not together anymore.
Right. And I wanted to know everything.
Damn.
This quarantine has my mind going 20 different directions. Cause like, same thing. Like, sometimes I'm just like, you know, I'll think about things and I'm like, man, should I just have settled? I could have been married by now.
Why would you want that?
Well, no, I'm just saying that.
Oh,
it's,
great.
No,
if you're having that conversation with yourself, make sure you say it out loud to a friend so they can look at you and go, what are you saying right now?
No, when I rethink it a second time, then I just want to smack myself. But I'm saying, like, you know.
If you have those thoughts, write them down in a journal and then read them out loud to yourself. And when you hear how ridiculous it sounds, then you will feel so much better.
Yeah. No, for real. I'm just saying it's natural.
It is totally natural. My new thing that I keep telling myself every day is, if they are not calling you every single day or wondering how you are, it's not attractive.
True.
Like, I have this new mantra where before, once upon a time in my life, I swear, it's like all of a sudden there was a chase and you know that they find you attractive or think you're awesome, like you just want to push it and make it happen, I would just be like, bet, the challenge has been accepted. I will find you. But now, as an adult and in quarantine, it's time to practice your mantras over and over again, because as you do that, then it will stick and then it will become something that you will do automatically, you know, when you start putting yourself in situations that could potentially be great or not again. So my thing every day is, when my phone's not ringing and it's super, super dry for whatever reason, I'm like, if they don't call you every day, it is not attractive. If they don't want to know how you are, it is not attractive.
Oh my goodness.
This is not a challenge.
No, it's true though.
Wow. You brought up your issues and I brought up mine.
I know. I'm like, whoa.
Well, this whole thing just started out with the question, should we be scared? Clearly, there are things that are very questionable happening. I think not being scared is probably the best answer, just because we need to keep a level mind and make it to the other side of this in one piece and hopefully as peaceful as possible within yourself. Because the other thing too is, by judging and getting frustrated with so many other people, you do disturb your peace. This is an added stress that all of us have in our lives, and seeing other people triggers things that are being irresponsible, triggers things probably within you that you don't even realize they're triggering. And I can't speak for you. I'm saying it for me. So if you feel these things, there's a good chance we're feeling the same thing,
right,
is what I'm saying, more than anything else. So,
and also just keep in mind that people are definitely dealing with things differently, and where these people might seem careless and might seem like true. They really don't care, you know, there might be something deeper, and you know, they're just, they can't handle it anymore. And deep down, they're not a bad person,
right?
But, you know, right. We just take everything into account.
That's actually a really good point. And we keep saying everybody, we have to like go forward in grace, give people mm-hmm. grace, like do yeah. all of those types of things. But that's part of the mantra.
Right.
Like for me, like give people grace. We need to do that right now because we all are acting some kind of way.
Yeah.
But pull out a journal, guys. Tell yourself something nice today and feel good about it.
And wear your masks. Don't take them off.
She's yelling at you. Thanks for listening. Until next week, we'll bring you some COVID-free stuff.
Yes.
We'll try.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.